magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities. What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com, sign up for your membership, and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
What up, family? Let's get to it.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop.
What's going on?
K100, you bad one.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Radio. We live right now. We back again for another one of our exclusive direct live interviews. All right, this is where we get a chance to chop it up with our special guest. Oftentimes, you know, we rocking out with the independent artists, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight. All right, again, welcome to the show. Thank you, everybody, that's listening to us live right now on K100Radio.com. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Also, shout out to everybody that might be listening over there on our mobile app. If you've downloaded our mobile app or the TuneIn Radio app. Anybody watching live right now on our live streams on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. Also, anybody that may be listening to this after the fact on our podcast on Spotify. However you're checking out this interview, welcome. Thank you. All right. So I'm not going to waste too much time. So whatever we do, these direct line interviews, we want to get straight to the point. And our direct line interviews are where we have a straight up direct conversation with our guest of the night. So without further ado, I'm bringing the homie Quez Boy on the line. Hey, yo, Quez Boy, what up, fam?
What's going on with you, brother? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show. What's good with you, brother?
What's up? What's up? Not much, man. I'm good, man. Cooling, man.
Absolutely, man. So I got to tell you guys just a little bit of full disclosure. This particular interview, all right, came by way of our good people over there at iLounge with the Sound Capsule app, all right? And so if you don't know what that is, it's a really dope app that's out. It was created by the people over there at iLounge, and it's a really great venue over there in East Atlanta Village. And it's a competition that goes on all month long, all right? At the end of the month, the artists who performing and battling, all right, over there performing, the one who just gets the best score over there wins. And we give them an interview over here at K1's Radio. So first of all, Quez Boy, before we even get into your music and everything, just give us a little bit of insight about how you got hooked up over there with Sound Capsule, man, and how you ended up winning this particular interview.
Man, I got hooked up with this. Oh, shout out to Sound Capsule, by the way, man. It's a, you know, just like Blizzum said, it's a movement over there, man. So shout out to everyone at iLounge, and putting the Sound Capsule together is definitely an opportunity for artists to get exposure and get opportunities like this and much more. But, man, I just pulled up the iLounge one day, and, well, long story, if you want me to go deep into it, shoot, iLounge is like family to me, man. Since I moved out here to Atlanta, appreciate Atlanta for adopting me, but since I moved out here to Atlanta back in 2014, iLounge was the first place that I popped up at. I disappeared for a minute, but when I went back out there, I seen that they had the Sound Capsule event going on. I think the first year it started was last year was the first year that the app was actually launched. So I started going out there, and I saw it was a great networking event. You know, a lot of artists go out there and perform. You know, sometimes it's just media in there or other people in there just vibing, catching vibes just to, you know, see the talent or just to catch a vibe, smoke a little hookah, get a couple cocktails, whatever the case may be. But long story short, I just went out to iLounge and just felt the vibe, found out about the competition, and I joined it. And not only is a place, I don't see it as a competition, basically. I see it as a place to develop your craft and your performance, all of that. Like, it's a definitely a good location to do what you got to do. So, yeah,
right.
I linked up with them about and it's been going ever since they started this Sound Capsule event last year. It's just been up. You know, they did a award show and everything, and it's been up since then. I've been faithful, staying down to it, and I actually became a brand ambassador of it. So, you know, it's a grind, and I just want to help other artists realize the opportunities that I put in front of them. You can't overlook certain situations just because you don't see the bigger picture.
Exactly, man. That's a good word at the end, definitely. So listen, fam, I know I've been around you. I've seen you around, not just at that particular venue. I've seen you performing at several other events. We've ran across each other while, you know, each one of us was out networking here in the city of Atlanta. You know what I mean? So I want you, you know, to kind of give a little bit about your background in the game as an artist to some of the people who may never heard of you before. All right. Well, listen to this interview live right now. So, Quez, how long you've been actually been an artist? All right. How deep are you in the game with being an artist right now as far as your catalog? How much music have you put out, and how many years you've been doing this thing?
So from a professional standpoint, I'll say 2 years I've been doing it as far as getting the song registered, putting it in, going through the whole process, the BMI, the ASCAP, the getting a sound scan for your music, the bar coding for the music, all of that professional stuff and copywriting, doing all of that, and actually having a song released digitally on all platforms, I'll say 2 years in, and I actually only have 4 songs out on the internet. And but I've been doing this music thing for a long time. I started writing since I was like 13. So to me, it's not even just music. It's like a way to vent, a way to express happiness, feelings, all of that. So yeah, I've been doing it for a minute, man.
All right. So and just so we're clear, I remember when I very first ran into you, it was a while ago. You've actually come a long way in the grind with your music. Your music has definitely gotten better from the very first time I ran across you. Because when I first met you, it wasn't even as an artist. You were doing something else. I can't remember what were you doing? You were doing something else. And then I was like, oh, you were an artist too. He's like, yeah, I got music too. But we met on a whole nother, when we first ran across each other, you didn't even get introduced to me as an artist. You weren't performing or anything that very first time I ever ran across you. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
And I know you probably were doing it at that time, but I had never seen you perform, but I had seen you at an event, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's crazy that you said that because it's, I hooked up with Ray Daniels. It's crazy how that happened. Man, that's a long story. That's just crazy, man. I've been going through some things at the time. Yeah, I've been going through some things at the time, you know, new to the city of Atlanta, you know, running through the money, not paying attention. You just, like, really, I'm going to be honest, man. Like, Blizzum, we known each other a long time and all that. Shoot, I came out here and I was head over heels. I was like, let me get it. Whatever way I got to go about getting it, let me get it. You get what I'm saying? So when
right.
I met you, you met me at the point of understanding, like, whoa, sometimes you got to take a break and just sit down. Because if you manage your situation and the bag that you have set aside, you can put yourself up for great positions if you do. You know what I'm saying? If you
right.
manage what you got going on. But long story short, I was out here and I just was like, shoot. People was taking me places, and it just was opportunities to perform and do this and do that, and I wasn't realized how fast I was moving because it was consistent. Like, Atlanta is like a daily grind. Like, it's a hustle. It's a job for real. It ain't
right.
just you come out on the weekends and you perform and stuff like that. So I met Ray Daniels. Shout out to Ray and the Radio Connect. I met him, and I started doing, like, A&R and basically personal assistant work for him at the radio station. And that's how I came in, and when I met you and everybody, that's why I was more on the radio side or in the back end, because I was actually working with a different radio station at the time.
Right. Correct. Right.
Yeah.
So
I think we were A-World Radio back then.
Right. And you said something that was really, you know, really significant to people who may not understand how it necessarily works. As far as the grind down here in Atlanta, like when you're in Atlanta, like people don't understand the music industry is consistent and daily. Like some cities have no music industry whatsoever. You have to drive out of town to find a studio, a stage to perform on anything. Atlanta would be the complete 180 of that, whereas there's literally something music related and involved for independent artists 7 days a week here. Multiple places. So whenever you here in Atlanta, you have to understand that if you're in the artist and you are here trying to grind, you ain't going to just perform on the weekends if you're really trying to get there. A lot of these events be popping going on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Mondays. You know what I'm saying? So on the east side, the west side, the south side, Atlanta is 24/7 nonstop when it comes to independent music and the industry in general. And so it's like when you first got down here, when I first met you, when you was working and in radio, I didn't even know for a minute that you was an artist when we first met. You know what I'm saying? But then when I heard the music, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I saw you start perform. And then I heard you drop like a couple of newer records. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's getting in his bag now. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to play some of the music in a minute, homie. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and let you see the music and everything. But I feel like just I kind of saw you graduate and grow into where you at now. From when I very first met you, you didn't even introduce yourself as an artist, even though you said you have been doing music for years. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. True.
Yeah. It's very interesting. All right. So let's get to some more topics real quick before we get to the music. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
And we're chopping it up with the homie Quez Boy right now, man. Quez Boy is on the line. Shout out to the homie, man. Of course, like I said, this is the winner of the Sound Capsule event last month, and so that's why we sponsored that event over there, and we interviewed the artists who go out and rock the stage. And like I said, Quez Boy's not necessarily in the industry, but he said you said you've been putting music out professionally, and that's key. So let me ask you this, Quez. Where you at right now, as far as where you at right now, do you feel like you would sign a record deal if someone put it in front of you? Or do you feel like right now you've got a lot going on, you've got music on the internet, you grinding, you pushing? Do you want to kind of stay the independent route a little bit longer and develop yourself a little bit more? What you think?
I say the independent route and develop myself a little bit more. And the reason I say that, to be honest with you, it's always room for growth. But where I'm at right now with it, just like how you said you met me, like you didn't even know I rap because I didn't come out to you running like, oh, I'm a rapper or nothing like that. Like my whole agenda was to learn the game and understand it. You get what I'm saying? And not to be a dummy out here. So it's a lot more that I definitely have to learn. So with the relationships that I built through the time of just sitting back and learning the game, I say I can actually probably utilize the resources that I have and put a good situation together. And shoot, we probably can become the industry, to be honest with you, because people like you, Blizzum, and the other relationships that I have, man, it's just too many. Like how you said, you see me here, you see me there. And I wasn't just focused as like, oh, I'm an artist, I want to rap, I want to be in everybody's face as a rapper. I'm like, I want to understand this, I want to get the game. So the relationships I built with people, just off of personal or personal, not on no, oh, I'm a rapper, I feel like with the relationships like that, shoot, we can basically build the industry if we wanted to. And that's, I feel like that's a real statement to say, but with the power in the circle that I've cultivated in Atlanta, if everyone can click up and get on the same page, I feel like it could be the industry without having it. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And again, this is K100 Radio.
K100, you bastard.
And we're rocking out with the homie Quez Boy right now. We're talking to him. We get ready to get to some of his music in a minute. I've got two songs. I've got a video too. He's got with a featured artist that I've seen perform too before. All right. Shout out to everybody that's watching right now. I saw my friend over there representing down there in Tampa. See, Renee says she needs to come to Atlanta. She definitely does. You know what I'm saying? And we were just talking on this interview right here about, you know, just how nonstop the independent grind is in Atlanta. The music grind, period.
It's
but as
crazy.
An indie artist, you know, because there's the awards once a year. There's a music festival, certain music festivals once a year. There's an A3C conference once a year, you know. But if you're really trying to get all the way to a higher level in the industry, there is literally something for you to get into every day of the week. Now, we know you're not going to do that.
For real.
Because independent artists, you have to work, hustle, whatever you got to do to keep food on the table, because you may not necessarily be making money off music at the time. And we understand that. Speaking of that, Quez, let me ask you this. How do you balance, you know, everything that you got going on as far as being a music industry artist, also being, you know, involved in other aspects of the industry, and living? I find that to be a struggle with a lot of the independent artists. A lot of artists end up making a bad decision because they feel like they got to do something wild, crazy, and illegal or something to get the money, to hurry up and get the bag so they can put it behind themselves, so they can hurry up and blow up, and they get locked up, you know what I'm saying, or something crazy like that. You know what I mean?
For real.
Then you got the people that's 9 to 5, they slow rolling it, And then they get burnt out and tired because they got to, they've been working for 5 years trying to balance a job, a life, and music, and it doesn't happen fast enough, so they get burnt out and they give up. There's a balance to it all. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So how do you balance it as an independent artist?
It's been level to it for me since I've been out here and I've been doing it so long. It's been different levels to it. But if I speak about the most current, to not speak and take up too much of your time, I don't know how much time you have. But if I go off this current place and time, being that I have a 3-year-old son now and all of that, it's just like, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to keep that mental focus. But you got to tell yourself that you're doing it for a reason. And you really want, if you have that business mindset, it'll help open up your mind. You get what I'm saying? It's more than just that, like, artist position in this industry. Just like you said, it's an ongoing circuit out here. Monday through Friday is really the days, but it's, shoot, the weekends too, anytime. So it's like, there's so many different factors in this music business that artists can get into to do what they love without doing what they love. You get what I'm saying? But it's a learning experience. You get what I'm saying? It's like being with a mentor, and it's guiding you throughout the way. So when you realize, oh, if you look at it from that perspective of a mentor, it's like, okay, well, I can give my mentor this amount of time or this amount of hours out of my day so I can level up in this and one day be in that position to drive the boat. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right,
long story, yeah, but long story short, it's pretty tough though. You get what I'm saying? Like trying to balance out everything. But once you have a different mental place for it and you like, this is really what I want to do, this is my passion, this is what I believe in, it's like anything is possible, but you got to be dedicated. Nothing comes easy. So once you have that set in your mind, like balancing it and staying focused, especially with the 9-to-5 type life, is crazy. I got a break. I got a break from the 9-to-5, and this COVID thing switched up a little bit of stuff for me. But I got to understand and see, put some things together, and open up my mind in a whole nother level that I can't even. You know, some people may not be able to relate because, just like you said, some people just focus on, oh, let me flip a PPP or let me sell these drugs and get jammed up in different situations. But my situation was, okay, I left a boss up situation, so now I'm about to use my boss up mindset. Basically, I was a manager at a call center, so I took that mindset and I said, okay, I know how to run business now. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
I did fast food business before too, managing a Burger King during high school, well, right after high school. And I realized, like, shit, treat your career like it is a business. It's the music industry.
Yeah.
It's the music business. You get what I'm
right.
saying? So
it's a business.
If you really dedicate, yeah, so if you put it in your mind like that, I'm a business, I'm a walking business, and I got to learn how to run this business. Like, you're going to dedicate the time that you have to dedicate it to it so you can turn your dreams or your goals into reality. Outside of that, if you're not that focused, and it takes a while to get there. You know, people go to different points in their life, but
right.
if you keep that mentality, it don't matter how many times you get broken, you're going to say, every boss take a loss, and I'm going to bounce back, and I'm going to keep that time and putting that time into what I love because I believe I can put it together and make it what I want it to be.
Exactly. Good answer. I like it. And, you know, we get ready to get into the music, everybody. This is K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, and we live right now. We rock with Quez Boy. This is a direct line interview.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad son. You bad son.
This is what we give artists and other guests a chance to come on our broadcast. We're live right now on our broadcast on K100 Radio. Please download our mobile app. It's free. Or you can listen live on the website. You even got to download our app. I don't know why you don't want to, because it's free. And we got it, and it's easy to use. It's just open it up and hit play. You can listen to us wherever, on your Bluetooth on the go, Bluetooth up the speaker or whatever. But, you can listen to us on TuneIn Radio. The TuneIn app, we're listed on there. We got a lot of following over there. Or K100Radio.com. Or you can catch some of our live streams, like you're doing right now if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or IG, or Twitch, or LinkedIn, or Twitter, whatever. Wherever you're watching. Or you may be listening to the recording on Spotify or SoundCloud. However you are consuming this interview, all right? We're chopping it up with the homie Quez Boy right now. We're having a good conversation with him about the grind, about being an independent
yes,
artist. and he gave us some games. So we want to get ready to get into the music. You feel what I'm saying? And play the music. We got some songs, got some videos. So I want to jump into that. Before I even do that, though, Quez, I was going to ask you, where are you from originally? Where are you born and raised from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. So when did you come to Atlanta?
2014.
All right. So 6, 7 years, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you've been here for a minute. You got the lay of the land, the lay of the city. I think I kind of first met you. You hadn't been here that long when I first met you. You know what I'm saying? When I first met you with A-World and all that.
Yeah, when you first met me, I was probably about 4 to 6 months in.
Yeah, you was green to the city. But you're an official transplant now at this point. So I want to just ask you one more question before we jump into the music. Let's talk about what it's like coming from Charleston and then coming to Atlanta to pursue, you know, the industry. And first and foremost, is the music industry why you moved in the first place? That's one quick question. Did you come here to pursue the industry? Okay, all right. So you came from South Carolina, and I gotta say this before I let you answer. I was just talking to another artist from South Carolina. We was at a Media Day event. If you're on our YouTube right now, scroll down to the Media Day event. A guy named Mike Allen, he's from South Carolina. Really dope artist. And I gotta say this about South Carolina. There's a lot of really talented people in South Carolina. South Carolina gets no love as far as the game goes. You know what I'm saying? But I've been to like 3 events in South Carolina. I went to 2 like showcases for independent artists. You know what I'm saying? And then one kind of sort of, you know, you could call it a major concert or whatever. I was, you know, I did media at all of them, right? And for the 2 showcases that I went to, it was some dope artists. Like, but what surprised me was, like, I was thinking in my brain, Quez, I'm just going to hear a lot of country shit. I ain't going to lie to you. Because it's like,
you going to do us like that, man.
No. This is the compliment. Trust me. Let me listen to the story. When I got up there, I'm thinking, I'm thinking everybody's kind of just going to be on some, every artist going to be on some trap shit. It was like 5 dudes. And I got a little bit of that. Of course, we in the South. But I got, it was some dudes that was representing that had bars. And then I came back the second time to a whole completely different event. Right? And it was some more dudes that was rapping. I was like, I didn't know if these niggas was from Brooklyn or Florence. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is where I was at. But I noticed up in the Carolinas, in South Carolina and North Carolina, there's a lot of guys who really nice with the pen, who really nice with the words, even though they have a southern twang to it. And it was pleasantly surprising. So I just wanted to make sure I put that out. But let's talk about coming from South Carolina, music. You know, there's not a lot going on. South Carolina definitely slept on, and coming to Atlanta. Talk about the transition.
The transition definitely been a big one. And South Carolina is real, like, slow with the music. Just like you said, there's really no respect. It's not now. I think Columbia, South Carolina, is starting to get some noise, a lot more noise. But South Carolina really didn't have any noise, especially during my time. So, coming up and doing the music like that. Like, if you was doing something, it was just you and your clique, or the OG, your clique, and y'all just got a studio somewhere, or y'all, you know, you built something up and trying to put it together yourself. You get what I'm saying? It was definitely not no show artist showcases and things like that. So, like, when it comes to music in general, it's definitely, like, you basically just neighborhooded and out, or you're going to different cities inside the state and stuff like that, and trying to get it popping. And, you know, there's a few artists down there that got a little noise, but it never really went past South Carolina, if you get what I'm saying.
I completely understand.
So coming to Atlanta, it's like just how we spoke about earlier. It's like nonstop Monday through Friday. It's like literally it could be a job for you if that's what you want to do. You get what I'm saying? It's
right.
Like Monday through Friday is the artist showcases, is maybe have like a fast one. Like, it's different things that go on, different levels. You get what I'm saying? It's the entry level, it's the medium level, and it's different levels, but it's always something going on through that Monday through Friday. So it's like the transition for me, it just was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, this is what I was looking for. You get what I'm saying? And that's how you met me on the other side of the table, because I was looking for it, and I moved too fast because I was doing everything I had to do to get it. And it wasn't like, let me slow down and see what situations I'm getting into. It's like, man, it's out here, I'm going. You get what I'm saying?
Right. It does make
But every situation...
It makes you hit the ground. This city makes you hit the ground running when you first get here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after you've been here 20-something plus years, like me, almost 30, like I've been here. You know what I'm saying? You start feeling like, you know what I'm saying? But if you love it, you'll keep going. All right. We got to get into this music, fam. And you know, we're coming up on the clock, but I'm still going to make sure we get this music off. You feel what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and jump to music. K100 Radio, direct line interview with Questboy.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad.
It's time for the music, man. So listen, I got two records that you got, and I got How I'm Coming, I got Wide Open. Now, these are two of the newer records, right, that you got that you say, you know, you got some songs out on the internet. These are two of them,
yeah,
right? These are ones that's out.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
All right. So I'll let you pick. I want you to pick which one of these songs you want to play on the air first. We've never played these records on the air on K100 Radio live on our broadcast. So we're doing it now for the first time. And for anybody that may be watching on our
social media
thing, we get ready to get into the music. Now, we've had a conversation. We talked about them. We learned a little bit about it. We got where his mind is at and all that. All right. Now let's jump into these bars. All right. So we got How I'm Coming in Wide Open. Which one should I play first, fam, before I even start?
They always say ladies first, so I do Wide Open.
All right. So give me a little bit of synopsis about this, a little intro, and then we're just going to drop that thing, fam. Tell me what we're getting into right here with Wide Open. What you talking about?
Wide Open, you know, I'm just letting the ladies know, like, if you've been through a situation, if you ever felt downplayed by, like, a man power control over your mindset, like, if you ever just felt like you let a man control your whole thought process and you could have done better for yourself, or he physically, whatever way, physically, mentally, whatever, he abused you, like, you can get over that. Don't scratch yourself out. Well, don't beat yourself down about it and give up on life. You can overcome that and live life and do better and be better.
All right. All right, man. Something for the ladies. First time. All right. I like it. We got some more. Got a video and everything. Stand by. K100 Radio. This is Questboy. Name is Jonas. Call Wide Open. Let's check this joint out. Get to it, fam.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad.
I want y'all to vibe to this beat like I vibe when I first heard it. You know. You've been going through some things, you've been acting different lately, hanging out with your friends, man said you acting shady, looking at him like he crazy, you just switching out the pages, now he sees something different, he don't know how to face it, you just trying to live your best life, he thought you played chess right, while he was playing game, you was trying to get your check right, just trying to get your check right, he better get his act right, I don't do fraud, buddy, but they get a tick, you been going through some things, he trying to change you, telling you everything you know, now you believe it's true, girl, you bad from every curve to every angle, you was just too much for him to handle. So won't you bust it wide open for a real head open? Bust it wide open for a real head open? Bust it wide open. Girl, you bad and you know it. Girl, you bad and you know it. You don't even gotta show it. You don't even gotta show it. You just been over and throw it. Why your best friend pour it? Why your best friend pour it? You be throwing back shots. You be throwing back shots. Making that little booty pop. Make that big old booty pop. Then you turn it up a notch. Then you turn it up a notch. Beat it up, then drop it like it's hot. Real one and I'm capping. You looking so good, I'm not just rapping. You got your toes out, you brought those flats in. So I know you about to get that ass clapping. You brought your girls out, yeah, they your best friend. They all going up, say they ain't going in. The night is still young, they want that feeling. Say they only wanna hit up for the weekend. You been going through some things, he trying to change you. Telling you everything you know, now you believe it's true. Girl, you bad from every curve to every angle. You was just too much for him to handle. So won't you bust it wide open for a real head open? Bust it wide open. don't want you. Bust it wide open for a real hitter. You know it, girl, you bad and you know it. You don't even gotta show it, you don't even gotta show it. You just been over and throw it. Why your best friend pull it? Why your best friend pull it? You be throwing back shots, you be throwing back shots. Making that little booty pop, make that big old booty pop. Then you turn it up a notch, then you turn it up a notch. Beat it up, then drop, 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 drop it like it's hot. You a good girl, I can tell, but your man give you hell. You were cooking, clean the house, even bail him out of jail. You was there when he needed you, but look how he treated you. Dogged you, abused you, and verbally mistreated you. Now that y'all apart, you always out with your friends. When he left you in a Honda, you pull up in a Benz. You was getting to the man's. He was thinking like a man. When you told him you were done, he must have thought you were playing. Girl, you bad and you know it. Girl, you bad and you know it. You don't even gotta show it. You don't even gotta show it. You just been over and throw it. Why your best friend pull it? Why your best friend pull it? You be throwing back shots. You be throwing back shots. Making that little booty pop. Make that big old booty pop. Then you turn it up a notch. Then you turn it up a notch. Beat it up, then drop. Drop it like it's hot.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
That was a vibe. K100 Radio, I am your host, Wisdom. Welcome, everybody. This is another one of our direct line interviews. We are rocking with the homie Quez Boy. All right, that was his joint called Wide Open. We're still on the line with him for this interview, fam. That one had a lot of energy, bro. I like that one. You know what I'm saying? That one was
appreciate it.
For the women. I feel like it's got some empowerment in it. You know what I'm saying? The bars are there. You didn't take the light way on the bars. You put some substance in the words too. I rock with it, fam. I like it. Mango says it says it's radio over there on our IG, Purple Flame. She's got the little queen emojis. What's that? I think that's what it is. She likes it. How about that? She's over there on the IG live. You know what I'm saying? All right. Shout out to everybody that's watching the interview live on our live streams on YouTube, Facebook, and IG. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, fam. We got some more music, though. We got another one called How I'm Coming. All right? And we got a video. We're gonna leave them with a video in a minute. Unfortunately, the people that are on the Instagram live feed, you guys can't watch the video. But if you want to see the video that we end the show with, please jump on our YouTube, Facebook page, Twitch, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, just type in K1's Radio. You'll be able to see it. So, Quez, tell me about this next record, man. Tell me about How I'm Coming. I like that first one. Tell me about this.
How I'm Coming. To wrap it up and sum it up. Oh, shoot. Hold on. You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Oh, to wrap it up and sum it up, How I'm Coming was just like, you see how I did the record for the ladies, Wide Open. I told you I'm more business-minded with the whole situation now. So Wide Open was like, hey, ladies, I'm here. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know how to make the music for the ladies. How I'm Coming is just like, hey, I'm here. Everybody, I'm telling y'all I'm here. And that I've been through so much from the game of an aspect of an artist, from life in general, you know, from wins, the losses, everything. And it's just like, man, forget it. I'm putting my all in. That's how I'm coming with this music.
All right.
And it's a little story, a story added into it about, you know, just some,
okay.
Man, I'll let them listen to the song.
South Cac is in the building. K100 Radio, shout out to everybody that's listening right now. Please remember, if you have not already, please download the K100 Radio mobile app. It is free. I ain't asking you to listen to it all the time, but when we're doing these interviews and some of this music that we added to the rotation, I think I'm going to add that Wide Open. I don't know. I got to hear this one first, Quez. But I don't know, that Wide Open might go into the rotation. You know what I'm saying? But let me hear How I'm Coming. I got to pick one. One of these joints. I like Wide Open. Let's see what How I'm Coming's got. You know what I'm saying? But listen, we support independent music. So if you'd like to hear your favorite artists or some rappers that you know what I'm saying, hear every now and again, but not really on mainstream radio, or some new stuff that you ain't never heard before in your life, but it's dope, download our mobile app. We live 24/7. We're live right now in the broadcast. All right. Quez Boy. All right, this is a direct live interview. We're into the music side now. We deep off in this thing. Name is Jonas, called How I'm Coming. Let's get to it, fam. Let's shake this one out. Track number two.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad.
Two cats and a baby. Let go.
coming. Still getting money in the dash on them. Old school pimping my blood. Pulling out bleed in the flat. Told me she said she like my cologne. Still smell nothing but gas. Told me you know I'm my dad moolah. Don't keep nothing but gas. Told me you know I'm coming. Still getting money in the dash on them. Old school pimping my blood. Pulling out bleed in the flat. She like my cologne. Still smell now my cash. Tell me you know I'm about that moolah. Cause I don't keep now my cash. Show me. You know I'm coming. Piped up nigga, I'm coming. Full course meal in my stomach. I done ran up some money. I just got off some papers. Shout out to my savior. Treat this whoop like a mule. Now I'ma go get some niggas. Smell like a whole lot of gas. Like I just left the station. Whole lot of lean in my past. Like my body aching. She like my cologne, told her that's 93 I got on. She asked me what's my name, wide open her favorite song. I'm back and I'm on my job, I know that my shit fail. They say that I should go vegan, cause that was clear to fail. But I'ma give them hell, I'm screaming up a quail. Cause I've been through too much and I ain't going back to jail. Huh. You know I'm coming, still getting money in the dash on them. Old school pimping my blood, growing up leaning the back. She like my cologne. Still smell not my gas. Told me you know I'm at that moolah. Cause I don't keep not my cash. Show me you know I'm coming. Still getting money in the dash. Showing them old school pimping my blood. Pulling up lean in the past. Told me she said she like my cologne. Still smell not my gas. Told me you know I'm at that moolah. Cause I don't keep not my cash. Show me. Whole lot of drip on me. Strapped up, got ass clip on me. Yeah, I see those eyes. That's a whole lot of love. I got those keys to street. Yeah. Don't get into it so I've been street. Ain't they shit by me sweet. Remember those shirts on my feet. Damn, I miss my nigga Quentin. They say that we were alike, but I was always misbehaving. I miss my nigga Eater. He was always by that paper. I won't speak on that night, but I was glad I was there to save ya. I miss my nigga Blitz. Man, he was a shoot. I can't forget my Sirlo, cause Barrio was losing. Go sweet race to the cash, yeah. Ain't letting up, I'm on the ass, yeah. I done put away a stash. I swear I'ma keep a bag, huh. You know I'm coming. Still get money in the dash on them. Old school pimping my blood. Pulling up lean in the past. Told me she said she like my cologne. Still smell not my gas. Told me you know I'm at that moolah. Cause I don't keep not my cash on me. You know I'm coming. Still get money in the dash on them. Old school pimping my blood. Pulling up lean in the past.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned to the K100 Radio.
I'm chopping up with the homie Quinn Play. K100 Radio, you know the drill.
K100, you bad.
Now I got I don't know if there's gonna be a delay or not because I normally don't let people come in on the live. But so I got him on the phone. So I'm hoping you guys can hear him via the phone, but kind of see him. I think this is the first time I actually let somebody like come on the live stream while I'm doing the show on Instagram. But Quez, you can hear me on the phone, right? So talk to me on the phone, basically.
Phone. Cool, because I thought I'd been messing something up. Respect for real.
Yeah, it's cool, but I know I don't, you know, because I brought you in on the live on the Instagram. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to turn some knobs down to make sure it don't echo. But we got it now, so you might be a little bit late. It might be Chinese looking over there with you. Over there with you might be Chinese movie looking because you might be a couple of seconds delay. But anyway, this is K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right, welcome, everybody. This is the Direct Line interview. We chopping up with my homie, Quez Boy. Like I said, and, you know, if you're watching on his Instagram Live right now, you can actually see him. He's joining me, man. So those two joints were banging, but I got to tell you, fam, it's going to be wide open for me.
Wide open for you?
Wide open is the one. I'm going to go ahead and pull it over here. Let me go ahead and grab it real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and grab it real quick and put it in the rotation. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and put it in the bin. I'm doing it literally right now while I'm talking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm literally adding it to our playlist bin over here on the broadcast right now. All right, we're going to show you some love. Boom, it's in there. So now it's in the rotation. It's going to be played all the time. All right? You know what I'm saying? But I like the other song too, though. You feel me? I like how I'm coming. And one thing about it, like if anybody's watching this and they didn't hear the first part of the interview about how you got hooked up over here, I actually saw you performing for the Sound Capsule joint, and you performed both of these records. and your performance, both of them, you got the performance down. I can tell that you've done these songs repeatedly over and over around the city. Because now when you perform these joints, it's like nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the movement is there. Everything is on point with the performance. So I got to give you some props on the performance, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? So I got a video. I'm going to play the video in a second. It's you, and it says featuring Nameless. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Nameless, that's my dog, man. Shout out to Nameless, man. He might be online.
All right. All right, so listen, we're going to get ready to play that. But before we get ready to play that, before, you know, anything else you want to add, you know what I'm saying, about any project that you may have coming up? What's your plans, you know, for the immediate and long-term future for Quez Boy as an artist? What you got popping?
I'm about to put together an album for everybody. But I'm taking it slow, man. I'm just going to see, you know, I'm going to put the song, I'm going to put the record. Seems like everybody loving that Wide Open, so I might as well go ahead and give them a – make it a hit. You get what I'm saying? It's already
right.
A good song. I might as well make it a hit. Put some pressure behind it. See what noise I get from it. I guess, and I might, man, that's going to be the one I run with. Cause it seems like that's the one everyone pick with. So after that, I feel like it's going to go up from there, and I'm going to put a tape together for everybody. I might put a mixtape out, but I'm not for certain yet what I'm going to do with it. I just really want to push a single, get it out there, make the noise I need to, get some touring. That's what I'm focused on right now. Like some touring, some shows, and maybe some merch.
All right.
That's mainly my favorite.
The business, getting to the bag. You know what I'm saying? Making a little bit of money. All right. Before we get ready to get up out of here, I wish that the people over on the Instagram Live could watch it, but they can't. But you will be able to hear the music. But if you're watching right now on our YouTube camera, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, on this camera over here, you'll be able to see this video. So we got a song, and we're going to end the interview like this with this joint called Right Now, featuring Nameless. And like I said, if you're on the visual other platforms outside of Instagram, you'll be able to see this video. But tell me about this one, dog. We're going to end the show with this, fam. Tell me about Right Now. What is this about? And you know what I'm saying? How did this song come about? And we'll end the show like that.
Man, it's crazy how Right Now I think about, because I just got sent a beat. You know, when I got sent a beat from a homeboy, shout out to BB Slim. He's down there in South Carolina. He was like, I got a few beats you might like. He sent me them. I heard the one that's on right now, and it kind of took me into everything that was going on in life, because there was, like, the whole Black Lives Matter movement and this everything in general. And I always had a good spirit when it comes to, like, life and what's right is right. You get what I'm saying? And for some reason, it just came to me. It wasn't even a plot or nothing like that. It just came to me, and I called Nameless. Met him through Sound Capsule and iLounge, so shout out to both for those platforms as well again. But he just seemed like the perfect fit, you know. Like, to me, Nameless just, I don't know, man. It's a deep situation, and I don't even know how it happened. But I know I kept seeing the number 911. And one day me and Nameless just chopped up and was talking, and I looked at his phone number. I said, bro, your phone number got 911 in it. I said, the song came to my mind that I need to write about consciousness and racism in the world and everything like that. And I said, I feel like you'll be a good fit for it. He was like, he heard it, and when he read his verse, he respect me. He said, man, tell me if you like the verse. I see, I like that. You getting on this track. So right now, it's just basically about ending all the foolishness in the world when it comes to race, everything negative, man. It's just about positivity, coming together, supporting minority-owned businesses, supporting your culture, supporting your partners, because you never know who's next. And whatever it is, whether it's a girl doing hair, whether it's somebody selling merchandise, radio, whatever the case may be, support your community and build it up, you know, support like how we support others. It's all about just changing and stopping the violence and everything.
Absolutely, especially, man. And it's really dope that you said that you met him at Sound Capsule, and oftentimes that's what I tell artists a lot before we hit play on this joint. Like, you met this artist while you was out on the grind at an event. A lot of artists have met each other being on K100 Radio, being on Illa Kill and whatever. And they've met producers. I know people who picked up their manager from this platform, gotten songs, DJs and everything. You feel what I'm saying? So artists have to understand, like, when you out of these events, it ain't always just about what you're doing right now and you. It's all about you checking out who else is dope. Who else can you work with? Because when you work with other artists and y'all do a collaboration and the song comes out, if both of y'all are 100 and both of y'all push the record because y'all both on it, you start grabbing their fan base because they start listening because they don't know you, but they know him or he or her. And they're like, oh, that song is hot. So it's kind of crazy to me when artists be coming out to events and then as soon as they perform, they leave. Like you might leave. And the guy right behind you might be the dopest motherfucker and a song that you was a singer or somebody that you need a hook done real bad, but you do your performance and you leave. You feel what I'm saying? You leave, and then the person come right behind you, blows everybody's socks off, and they got and they can sing, and you was looking for a singer for a hook. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
that's real.
It's just
real.
Artists have to stop doing that crazy shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's crazy, and it's kind of sort of disrespectful. So shout out to you for saying that you actually met this artist that you collaborating with at an event. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. I feel like a lot of times that most independent artists really miss. So we're going to jump into this joint. This joint is called Right Now. Remember, if you're watching this live right now on our YouTube channel, this interview on our YouTube and everything, you'll see the video. If you're on the Instagram live, you'll just be able to hear the record. Remember, also, if you miss any parts of this interview, you can find it on our podcast on Spotify, all right? Please go, if you're on Spotify, type in K100, put the dash K-100. You'll see our podcast. Hit follow. New interviews, new segments, new stuff like that, they all go over there to our official Spotify podcast. In case you missed it, then you can just throw it on and listen to it at your leisure. All right? Support us. All right? Support the people that support the artists that you're really rocking with. This is Quez Boy featuring Nameless. Nameless joint is called Right Now. Are we gonna roll out on this one? Before we go, Quez Boy, give everybody all of your social media information, like your everything, so they can just follow you and find the music and everything before you run this video.
Shoot, just follow me at Quez Boy on everything. That's QUEZZBOI on everything, man. Facebook is only one Q.
All right, man.
But everything on Instagram, man. So start from Instagram. That's all I'm gonna say.
Absolutely. Let's get to it, fam. Again, Nameless joining the call right now, featuring Nameless. Remember, K100Radio.com, if you're interested in having a direct line interview, go to our website, hit the services page, and scroll down to the promo interviews and book an interview right there on our website. Takes you about 5 minutes to book it. All right, let's get to it, fam. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Check this joint out. It's called Right Now. Hope you guys can hear this joint. Got a fancy intro.
Yeah. You know. Woo. Are you gonna take a stand and sit there with your head down? Help to execute the plan and be reckless and just test it down. If you hear me say the thing, you may become victim of daily round. Where you gotta hold that down, I'ma talk about change the time right now. Are you gonna take a stand and sit there with your head down? Help to execute the plan and be reckless and just test it down. If you hear me say the thing, you may become victim of daily round. Where you gotta hold that down, I'ma talk about change the time right now. I hope you got your mask on. The land of the free, the home of the brave. All I see is chainless slaves, youngins in the early grave. Mama in the street with red, sister in the coat for kids. Daddy loading up the gas. I just bow my head and pray it don't be a massacre. But when they bring them cages out, I'ma be an animal. They murder us like Trey and Floyd and beat us down like Rodney. Man, it's so much pain inside. I'm trying to remake God's deeds. Tell me why they close the church, cause only God can stop me. Let's
right now. Are you gonna take a stand and sit there with your head down? Help to execute the plan and be reckless and just test it down. If you ain't shit pain, you better come pick up a daily round. See, you gotta hold that down. I'ma talk about shit the time right now.
Right now, yeah. This happens right now,
yeah.
Stand out, we can't stand down, man down, I need trees, the whole world is burning, the shade from the world seems so frozen, as I see, not cold as the police, the names give me nosebleeds, the scenes give me flashbacks, that's not even when you ask Zach, can't crack that, don't make sense, how could you be racist, it hurts me what I see, and I can't even feel your pain, sympathy, I can't explain, I hate the hate what it creates, don't disrespect our queens, stop killing the world's king. Our world is too beautiful, doesn't matter who's polluting who, it's all too confusing to the youth, it's true.
Are you gonna take a stand and sit there with your head down? Help to execute the plan, be reckless and just set it down. If you ain't shit a thing, you may become victim of deadly round. When you gotta hold us down, I'ma talk about change the time right now. Are you gonna take a stand and sit there with your head down? Help to execute the plan, be reckless and just set it down. If you ain't shit a thing, you may become victim of deadly round. You gotta hold that down. I'ma talk about change the time right now. Right now.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad one.
And that's going to be that, and we're getting ready to sign off. One more time, Quez Boy, give them all that social media information, fam. Give them how they can find that music, the website, everything, fam. You got it, bro. Go ahead.
Y'all can follow me on everything at Quez Boy. That's QUEZZBOI. Man, follow the movement. I do follow back, man. Show love. You get love, man. I hope it ain't none of that fake shit, but I know how to accept that, too. But come on, man. Let's stand together. Let's be real. Let's build a big community, a real community, and let's go up.
All right, fam. Good stuff, man. Keep doing your thing. You know, of course, I see you out here on the ground, all right?
Money. Be easy, man. Appreciate you, for real.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Remember, please download the K100 Radio app. Please download, what was my background? Please download the K100 Radio app. It's completely free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you're watching this right now and you're showing some love for Quez Boy, you really rock with us. Our app is completely free. Our broadcast is live 24/7. All right? So, you know, you can just tune in anytime. Like I said, we got a good mix of music, indie, major, you know what I'm saying, mid-major. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to play the stuff that you hear on FM, but we're not playing that shit 10 times a day. All right? We're not playing Drake 30 times a day, but we're going to play some. But we're going to play some Quez Boy, too. And we're going to play some whoever. You know what I mean? We're going to play some Lil Baby. But then we may play some Papoose. All right? We're going to play some Beyonce. Then we're going to play some Snow Allegra. You feel what I'm saying? And then Kimmy. All right? So it's like, I know you don't even know who the fuck she is, but she's dope. So the whole point is, you know what I'm saying? When you get the app, fam, just understand that, you know, the broadcast rotation is set to where, you know what I mean? You may, every song that plays may not necessarily be your vibe, but that's the point. Hip-hop is so big. R&B is so big, and we are a hip-hop and R&B station. You know what I mean? That we try to play a little bit of everything. All right? So please download the app, and if you do download it, give us a 5-star review. You can't understand how much that helps us. 5-star review, fam. That's what we need from you guys. All right, man. Go check out that Quez Boy. Follow Quez Boy. Rock with him. Subscribe to our channels if you're watching this on YouTube. All right? Like our page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. LinkedIn. Twitch. We just starting to rock with Twitch, so we need some, we really need some help on Twitch. You know what I'm saying? But we over there now. You know what I'm saying? So please, just rock with us, man. K1's Radio, I'll get you guys up. I don't think that I'm doing Illa Kill next week. I honestly don't think I'm going to come. I don't even know if I'm going to do Illa Kill before 2022. I think I might bring Illa Kill back at the start of the year. I don't know. I may do one more Illa Kill segment before 2022, or I may not. So I ain't even going to tell y'all I'll be doing Illa Kill next week. But we're probably going to do one or two more interviews too as well. But again, if you want to do an interview with K1's Radio, if you like this direct line interview, if you like how we put it down for the homie Quez Boy, and you're an independent artist, or if you a business owner, or if you're somebody that just feel like you just want to, you know, do an interview with us, visit our website, K100Radio.com, and click the services page and scroll down to promo interviews, and you can book it right there. All right, we out, man. K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I'll catch you guys next time.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad son.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Do you want that old thing back, like songs by Outkast, 3-6 Mafia, and UGK? Then tune in to the Down and the Dirty Mix Show with J Prez and DJ T Did That on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on the award-winning K100 Radio.
What's good? This is Kelvin Channing, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform.